choose has been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Yeah. Radio with your host, Justin McPatches,
bitches. I'm running this monkey farm now, Frankenstein, and I want to know what the fuck you're doing with my time!
Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
Not for Air Radio with Justin Jordan.
Later today, Ric Flair will be going, as many people say, for the final time for the World Heavyweight title. For a man who's won it five times, Rick, how does this extra pressure affect you?
Well, what it tells me, Lance Russell, is today, woo, I've got the style and profile like never before. Steamboat, let me go on record as telling the whole world you are the greatest wrestler on the face of this earth. But, pal, today, right here, you gotta beat Ric Flair one more time. Remember, Steamboat? And, pal, I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man. Ric Flair and Steamboat, you're gonna be mine. Woo!
Right. And welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio on Podunk. Radio.com. It is the new year. Thank God. It's here, everybody. It's fucking New Year's Eve. Woo! I've been getting into the sauce. Now, for real, though. Happy New Year. I'm so happy. Of course, you know I had to play Motorhead for Lemmy, who just passed away the other day. That's sad. Man lived, though. I'll tell you what. That guy lived. Like, he played his instruments, he drank his Jack, and he didn't give a fuck. And that's you know, pretty much that's the way it should be. But, you know, too many people are uptight nowadays, so whatever. But, yeah, welcome to the final Not For Air Underground of 2015. Fitting, isn't it? What a year. What a fucking year. And we're going to talk about what a year I've had. This show, this scene, this station, everything to come in a little bit. First, I got to plug some stuff. All right. First and foremost, if you have not been to the www.RyanJacksonMusicalFestival.com, music festival, not musical, you should. It's actually a really nice, well-put-together website. I have to say, I'm not really a website snob, but there are some websites I think look like crap. This is not one of them. They got a nice map in there where it's at. They have a countdown clock. It's like really, really well put together. It's a very nice, clean looking website, I have to say. And it has all your info you need to know about how much it costs to get in. It's $10, $4 for parking. It's at the St. Lucie County Fairgrounds out in Fort Pierce, out west. It's on January 9th, 2016, from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., which is a lot of time to be partying. 35 bands, 3 stages, a skate ramp, a neon glow dance party thing. That's awesome. Plenty of vendors, plenty of food, media spot. If you go on the website, it's all there. If you go on the website and look at event info and go down to media partners, it is indeed sponsored by Pure Honey Magazine, which is one of the greatest zines in South Florida as the author. It's very cool. There's the Gator, 98.7 The Gator. That's cool. Real Radio. All right, cool. Pirate Radio, The Treasure Coast. All right. And, in beautiful black letters, PodunkRadio.com. So that's very cool. I'm going to be there. I'm not for airing. Might grab Jeff to help out since Mad Dog isn't here this year. Mad Dog had to go and move to North Carolina. So, but I think Jeff might help me out so I don't have to do all the interviews on my own. You know, and it's tiring. But I can't wait. 35 amazing underground local bands from all over the area, plus maybe a couple of out-of-town bands. That's really cool. You know, oh, plus there's in the bounce house. That's awesome. And a giant slide. Sorry, ADD. It's cool. It really is very, very cool. It's going to be a great event. It's for a good cause. And nowhere else for $10 you're going to see this many great bands in a festival, Warped Tour-ish, bake sale-ish environment like this, you know? And it really is cool that all these bands, and these are all like bands I see most of the time. A couple other ones I don't know on here. I think that's cool because I could always, you know, find new stuff. And that's, you know, local bands. I mean, there isn't, you know, we don't have Pennywise on here. We don't have Unwritten Law on here, which is coming soon. We'll talk about that after the new year, after we get through Brian Jackson. We got Reunite coming up. We'll talk about that soon, too. But, I mean, you know, you get all just these really great local underground punk and other kind of bands from different stuff, you know, from reggae to punk to kind of folky stuff. It's cool. And, you know, I'm just really happy that we have that. Very lucky in this area because people are like, oh, Treasure Coast. Yeah, but the Treasure Coast has a lot of great music. You just don't know about it half the time. So, let's see. We start naming off the bands. All right, here we go. And I'm not, we can go through times and stuff. Just go on Facebook, click attending, look at the event page, which is Brian Jackson Musical Festival Episode 2 at St. Lucie County Fairgrounds. It's all there. All right, don't be lazy. Look at it. It's really cool. So, we got Ryan and Friends, Deal James, The Humdingers, Lavola, Catalogs, Mindscar, Sweet Bronco, Raggy Monster, The Inverted, Break the Hero, Gravel Kings, Ghost Cat, and of course, Spring on the Neat Paint Party. We got Flint Blade, Abby Owens, Commonplace, In Motion, Wake Up, Church Girls, Pathos, Sky Coffins, that's cool, Gallimimus, The Prescription, Always Wanted War, The Sweet Escape, Pub Wreckers, Flying Sharks, Church and State, Minus Turmoil, Beggars, Hidden Treehouses, Gargantua Tarantula, Down Coyote, Kill Mama, OSFN, Spicoli. That's it. Those are all them fantastic bands. That is just out of this world. I think you should just be excited. I'm excited. I really am. I'm not yelling and screaming and punching holes in my wall, but I'm excited. You know, I'm also 30, so, you know, whatever. But, yeah, totally just gear up for that. It's going to be in about 2 weeks. Not this weekend, next weekend. I'm telling you, if you love local music, hell, if you love music in general, you're not going to want to miss this. This is going to be a big event. Last year was one of her crowning achievements, and they, on their own, they had a lot of people there. It was two stages. It was at a bar on Fort Pierce by the river. It was awesome. Had a lot of fun. Hung out with the bands. Church Girls first show. OSF was kicking ass. All the bands were kicking ass. It was a fun day. There was no crap. There was no, I'm better than this person or any of that stuff. It was just a fun day for the community. Everybody got along. Everybody was walking around having a good time. There was music playing. It was a, people were at a show. It was great. This year is even bigger. I hope to see a lot more people out. I think we will. Come out, $10 for 35 bands and hang out with your friends all day is not, and I repeat, not bad, considering you spend a lot more to hang out at a fucking Warped Tour. All right? This is going to be cool. Don't miss it. So anyway, just had to throw that out there, you know. No, it's true, though. I'm, you know, as we all know, I'm a big fan of the local bands. I've been for quite some time now. Even when I was in doing Defy Normal way back when with Mad Dog, probably about 2000, I don't know, 7 or 8. I don't remember. It was so long ago. But, you know. And now he's gone, and I'm here, and I got Podunk Radio, and we're having all these great shows coming up, and we got other people starting to promote other shows here. We got, I just went to Vero Saturday with our buddy Charles and Jeff. We went up there, hung out at the Stamp. I'm going to say this right now, and I've been to a bunch of different bars and stuff for bands and venues. I like the Stamp. I know it's really small, and I spent most of my time outside because it was loud. I could hear it, and I don't really like getting into crowds too much anymore, as much as I used to. But it's cool. I like that. There were people. They don't have to worry about me supporting music. We already know I do. I do this show, you know, and I can hear it. I've seen OSF 100 times. I've seen Spicoli 1,000 times. They always get better and better each time they play. I know that. Church Girls, you know, I've seen them all. They're all great bands. You should go see them if you have not seen them. I've seen them. I know them. They're good people. And the Stamp is actually a tight little, you know, you think that is the punk rock type of place. It's a hole in the wall. They have liquor. They have beer. It's not very big, but they pull a crowd, and I think the Bourgeois is like that, too. I've never been inside, but, and, you know, it was cool. It was a fun atmosphere. People were actually there to enjoy music. You know, granted, they were drinking. I was drinking, shit. But people were there just to enjoy the music, And I really dug that. I've been there lots of times before, but I really dug it the other day. So everybody did a great job. So anyway, enough of that. Who wants to play music? Just FYI, I'm just going to play whatever the fuck I want. I mean, I do that anyway, but it's going to be really heavy on some stuff tonight. Because it's New Year's, it's 2015's ending, I don't care. I do what I want. So just get prepared for that. All right, we'll be back.
I'm ready when they put a fucker with you, did you wanna Holmes fixation. We're having a mental breakdown.
Jordan.
What don't you fucking understand?
Guy's a fucking asshole.
Not for air. Underground Radio.
Yeah, that's not wrong. Anyway, alright. It's New Year's. Yippee-ki-yay. Anyway, first and foremost, I hope everybody had a good Christmas. Okay, I had to plug, you know, the Brian Jackson stuff because it's coming up like next week and it's a very big event. And I took the last 2 weeks off. Mainly just working on Podunk, and I have a job that I have to make money so I can pay for Podunk. Anyway, hey, I could just do a Kickstarter and be lazy, but I'd rather work. So anyway, plus, to be honest, I don't think anybody would fucking send me money. Who am I kidding? Right? yeah, right. Anyway, guess I could try to get Capoya as my sponsor and just have their cans all over my fucking desk in a video I make talking about 8-bit bullshit or whatever the hell it is. Anyway, enough of that. I hope everybody had a good Christmas or Yule, whatever you celebrate. As long as you got to hang out with your friends or family you care about and stuff, I hope it was good. I mean that. I really do. I saw my family, hung out with my friends. I had a good time. That's over. It's New Year's. What can we say about 2015? Besides, unfortunately, the passing of Lemmy, I think Scott Weiland, couple other people. Roddy Piper. That sucks. But what can I say about this year? Has this year been a good year for me? Has this been a good year for Podunk? Well, I think so. I had a great year. Personally, I think I had a fucking great year. I started off with the Brian Jackson last year. This year, technically. This year what was that place? Bottoms Up? Yeah. That was awesome. Hung out with everybody. Mad Dog helped me do interviews. Interviewed Church Girls, OSF, Pub Wreckers, Spicoli. It was a good time. I had a good time. Not long after that, Reunite was like 2014, so we're not going to talk about that. I was going to move, and I didn't. I stayed. So I've been in Florida still the whole time, and I don't regret that at all, actually. I wanted to go to Seattle. I guess I was bored and I wanted to try new things, but in the end, I'm glad I stayed. I got to rekindle my friendship and get to hang out with some friends I haven't seen in a long time, a couple of years ago. I got to hang out with Boots and Bart, Kyle. And what Not For Air podcast being done, and I said that back in August, that not this show, but the original podcast, there was really no reason to continue it out. Now, I never did get my farewell I wanted to do, which was me, Matt, and Boots, the original, but you know what? It's fine. I don't need it. I don't care. I mean, it was good while it lasted, that show, but it's done. FM station stole the name. That was fun. That was cool. I guess. No, not really. It's bullshit. Fuck you, Sonny. But when Not For Air being gone, I did come up with and cite it with the guys to do the Caffeinated podcast, which I do love doing, which is like Not For Air, like 2.0 kind of. Where we just bullshit and say horrible things at a coffee shop after hours. Not my original goal. I want to actually make it more of a serious show about coffee and go to different places and whore out coffee. Instead, it's just us sitting around bullshitting. But I wouldn't take that away. I mean, that's... Come on, that's us. So I got the Caffeinated podcast out of that. So that's sweet. And I get to do it with my friends, and that's awesome, too. So I love that. We gained a lot of followers over in England because of that. We got Sandy and Liam, who are friends with Nicole, who love Underground Horror Radio, and, of course, Podunk, and, of course, Not For Air. They also love the Caffeinated, which inspired them to do the what I termed the Drunkenated, which is their version, except they're really drunk on gin and other stuff. And they send me the audio, and I edit it, and I put it out. This year, McPatch's media took off, I think. I think that it's not where I want it, and I kind of let go of it in a sense for right now because I got other stuff I'm working on. But I did have a lot of podcasts, I have to say. I'm not a metal guy, but I think we needed a voice for the metal community, which was nice because now that we have Metal Zone Radio, which we're on, by the way, I'll get to that. We're on there, I think tomorrow, New Year's Day, actually, on Metal Zone, so that's awesome. And then after that, probably back on Tuesdays. I'll have to talk to Jason about it, figure out a schedule, because I know he's got some new guys on there, but that's cool. And I'm like, you know what? And a little later, I'm going to play some more music, and then I'm going to tell you my brainchild what I want to do. But we'll get to that. So I'm like, all right. You know, I want to do a metal show, but I'm not a metalhead. I don't really want to be on it, per se, because I'm busy on other shows. I want it to have a metal show, and I want somebody that knew about metal doing it. So Scott Dixon, who I did, you know, originally talk to about it, because he's a very talkative guy when he wants to be. Scott did a phenomenal job. The show is not gone. I think I'm going to talk to him soon about bringing it back. He's just been going through some... They're all busy. He did a phenomenal job. Him and Ian did a phenomenal job with it. They took the initiative. They really went out, found music they wanted to play, got together a list of things to talk about, stuff they were promoting. They did a fantastic job. I honestly mean that. All I did was kind of sit there, talk with them, bullshit with them, record it, edit it, put it out. And then we put it on Metal Zone, which is, you know, thank you for Metal Zone for airing that. You know, and I think it's appropriate, and it's a good spot. So I got to do the Cutthroat Metalcast, which is great. So that was another one of my little, you know, project idea babies that got done. And I want to do more this year coming up, so hopefully Scott's ready. I think it'll be great. We're going to kick ass. So there's that. There's the coffee shop. What else happened? I was in Green Jello. Ha! Valentine's Day. Well, no, day before Valentine's Day. Friday the 13th. Green Jello robot suit. Last time I wore it. Awesome times at Zelmo's. Great show. Great time. The next day was great because I went on Valentine's Day with my beautiful wife to Shock Pop Comic Con and interviewed the hell out of a lot of cool people and got to do a con and do radio, and it was awesome. PalmCon was great. Spooky Empire was great. So I did really well this year with that stuff. Underground Horror Radio, of course, fucking did great this year. A lot of people in England and Ireland love it. We're doing well here, getting more and more fans for horror stuff, which leads to Death Rock Radio over in Tampa. Death Rock Radio is a great station. It reminds me so much of Respectables, in a sense, with the old school kind of goth music. And I wanted to be part of that. Even though I don't know a lot about that music, it was never really my thing. I've always been more into punk. With the horror show already, doing horror punk, I figured this would be a good outlet. But instead of doing a show like this where I'm talking a lot, just make a mix, talk a little bit about it, and just do it. And I get to do that on that station in Tampa. And it's another Florida station. That's awesome. So I love Death Rock Radio. I love Metal Zone. So I ended up on multiple stations again, besides just being on Podunk. And then that comes to this. I'm taking over completely at Podunk come the first. I've been talking about it for a little bit now, but it's happening. I'm running the Monkey Farm. And I'm so happy. And again, Chris Jackson's sanity is amazing. He put together a hell of a station. And I don't want it to die either, so I'll take over. We're going to kick ass. I'm leaving all the shows on here. I've said that last week, so I'm going to leave it at that. But the Sick Boys, great. They did great as always. Loud, Fast, and Shitty in Tampa always does great. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Just everybody. Brothers Grimm, Best Tables in Hell. Tony Jones, if he's alive. He is, but I never hear from him. And then we got Joel over there at Bastard Club from England. And again, if anybody else wants a show, let me know. I got space. I'll put it up. Just throw it by me. We'll see what we can do. I don't know if I'm doing any other shows right now. I'm working on it. I'm just going to keep Not For Air going and Underground Horror Radio on this for now, and we'll see what happens. But right now, I'm just kind of just running the station. Going to add new music soon. I got all that working up. So anyway, what a great year. It was a really great year for me, and hopefully 2016 will be great as well moving forward. So anyway, here's some fucking tunes, because I want to play some shit that I fucking want to play. And then we'll be back. So, yes, punk rock. Thanks for tuning in. All right, we'll be back. Play some tunes. Yeah. How many listeners did I lose? Doesn't matter. Punk rock. First of all, first and foremost, if you don't know what you're getting into by listening to the punk rock, you're fucking up already. That's just, I don't care. Whatever. It's not for everybody. This station isn't for everybody. I'm not here trying to fucking be FM, getting all the, you know, fucking, you know, 20-year-old, you know, or 30-year-old soccer moms like to listen in and, you know, spend a bunch of money. I don't want that. Come on. That's what FM's for. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just our own thing. No, no. This is for the fucking angry young youth guy that wants to do punk rock and go to shows and just have a good time and not worried about being offended by everything. This is what this is. And we have an outlet for it. We've always had an outlet for it. It was in the underground. It was at shows. It was CDs. It was records. It was tapes. It was underground radio that you could find places. And now, thanks to the web, we can do it wherever we want. And that is glorious. We have Loud, Fast, and Shitty Radio, which is a great site, along with punkbandpromotions.com. Think of it as your GeoCities MySpace that doesn't suck. It truly is a fantastic place. If you are into punk rock of any kind, all the genres, there's different genres of punk, as we all know. If you're into any of that, it's in there, trust me. They have bands of the week. They have, you can set up a profile. If you're in a band, it makes Reverb Nation look like a bitch. It's true. Like, you don't have to worry about all that shit. Just talk to people on there. We're on there. I'm lazy and haven't been on there, and I know. I need to get on it. But I'm serious. It's something awesome. And the guys that put that together, God bless them to do it, because, you know, we deserve it. But Loud, Fast, and Shitty is definitely an entity over in Tampa Bay, along with Death Rock Radio. So, we love them for that. And, you know, there's a place for people who enjoy punk rock, and that's amazing. And of course, Podunk. If you're up north, Full Sail. Full Sail's a fucking school. I know. No sale. Jesus Christ. Listen to Full Sail. Yeah, the Crash has been drinking. No, really. It's fucking New Year's. Fuck you. I don't care. I'm tired. I worked all fucking day. Anyway, to deal with old people in Medicare. It's fine. No, for real, though. No Sale Radio, awesome punk station as well. There's a bunch of them out there. And when I was younger, story time, when I was younger, and by younger I meant like 5 years ago when I started, I had this territorial thing where I'd get pissed off. And I'd want to, you know, not work together. And it was, you know, I was new at this, so I got an ego. I was like, I'm the best. Yeah. I know so much more now than I did then, and I'm, like, more humble about it. As you should be. So, anyway, it's not a competition. This station here especially, we're just playing punk rock. I'm not here to be the best in the world, although I like using that in my intro and stuff because I'm a CM Punk fan. And I like using it, and, you know, sometimes I like to think my show is like wrestling, you know, heel and face and call out people and shit, but the truth is I like playing the punk rock and having fun with everybody. That's more important to me, I think. And so, we're not trying to compete with other stations and be like, we're better than you, and fuck you. I'm not doing that. Fuck that shit. It's stupid. But what I want to do is something a little bit different. Now, let's go over some history. FM radios have different clusters that are owned by, you know, most of it's owned by iHeartMedia now, which is whatever, fine. And then you got, like, people like who own The Buzz, own Sunny. I think it's Palm Beach Broadcasting. And then you got, like, another company that owns a couple other stations. And they're all different stations. You might have a rock station. Then you have, like, or you might have a classic rock station. Then you have, like, an alternative station. Then you have, like, I call it, like, your Monday through Friday, you know, Sheryl Crow, fucking John Mayer, you know, just, you know, top 40 stuff, Ryan Seacrest, whatever. And then you got, like, your 95.5, which is, like, your hip, not really your hip-hop station, it's not even hip-hop and R&B, that's other stations, but more your dance music and club music, the young station, woo! So you got those, right? And they're all owned by the same people, and you got different people managing it. Okay. Sirius XM satellite company, which I love in my car. I listen to that in radio and the internet when I can. Has different stations for different things. and you pay a subscription for all those. And you get different stations. And they have different shows based on different things. So you got factions like punk rock and some hip-hop, mostly punk rock. And they got Jason Ellis, who's, he's all right. Then you got like Lithium, which is like what I call the buzz, because it's all the classic alternative stuff from the 90s and grunge. So you got Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Sponge, Creed, all that stuff. Okay. Then you had like New Wave, or First Wave, which is like the Smiths, the Cure, the New Wave, first alternative stuff from England, and here, the New Wave, 80s, like cool stuff, right? Okay. So there's all these different stations on one, and owned by one company, and you know whatever you're into, you can flip back and forth. Okay, cool. All right. I have different podcasts, and I promise this is going somewhere as soon as I can get my train of thought. I have a bunch of podcasts that are owned by me. I own them. They're my shows. And, well, actually, Metalcast is like 50% owned because Scott's name and all that stuff, too. So definitely letting Scott have the 50% of that. But I got the other 50% for doing all the work and stuff. But so I got a metal show. I got an underground horror radio. I got the regular punk rock show, which is this show. I got the normal talking shit show that's just a podcast with about whatever. I got a couple YouTube things. So those are all different shows I do under one branch, which is McCatches Media, right? Okay. So here's what I want to do. Here's the brainchild. I'm going to lay this out for you. Everybody can hear it, okay? This is what I want to do. In Florida that I know of right now, there are several stations that are all, and I've already named them, they're all different. And that's what I like. We have, now that I'm taking over, it's going to be South Florida based. All the shows are still on it. I'm not changing anything on Podunk, really. But I do my stuff. It's definitely going to be more Florida. It's already been, but like we're sponsoring a lot of events down here and stuff starting this year. I'm going to try to. On this end, the East Coast. But we got Podunk Radio now, like Treasure Coast, West Palm. Up in Melbourne, about an hour north, we got Metal Zone Radio. Okay. Then on the West Coast, we have Death Rock Radio. And by the way, this isn't, I'm not taking over nothing. Let's not get that out of the way. And this is, I'm going to talk to everybody eventually, but this is what I kind of would like. I'm just spitballing. So we got Rock Out. No, we don't. Rock Out's, that's gone. Metal Zone, sorry. Metal Zone, Podunk. You got Death Rock doing the, dark alternative and the goth stuff and the death rock, and it's great. We already got Loud, Fast, and Shitty on here, okay? And they're on a couple other stations, too. So we got the punk rock stuff definitely in Tampa, okay? Then we got Stoke Show Radio, which is forming, okay? And what they're doing is they're doing, like, all the local bands that played on their show. So they're really doing, like, a lot of local stuff, too, besides just me. And they've been doing that for a while, and they're working on building that up. So that's, like, down south towards, like, Miami, like Lauderdale, Miami. Okay. But they do shows up here. So I like to call it the trifecta, except that I think that's a triangle, and there's three, and there's more than three. But, so we already got, Loud, Fast, and Shitty on Podunk, so that's cool. But I want us all to work together. So if there is some kind of, I don't know, something going on at Respectables and stuff, cool. Maybe if it's like a goth band or something, I'll be like, hey, cool. I'm going to plug, of course, Underground Horror Radio, but mostly plug Death Rock Radio. Like, hey, check this out. Go to Tampa. It's awesome. All right? It's great over there. Okay. We got the metal shows that we have a lot down here with Scott and In Defiance. Well, a lot of those are sponsored by Metal Zone and us together, because I'm on Metal Zone and I'm on Death Rock, but I'm on Metal Zone. And that works. So we'll send up the, they handle like the metal stuff, and I'll handle the punk stuff. All right, because I play mostly punk. So through this, people are in the metal. Go listen to Metal Zone. If you're into, gothic, industrial, old school, new school, that kind of stuff, I'm going to send your ass fucking Tampa on the airwaves here, and you listen to Death Rock because it's awesome. Check that out. you're into punk, listen to Loud, Fast, and Shitty and Podunk Radio. If you're like local bands from all kinds of different genres and stuff, listen to Stoke Show Radio. That's the plan here. That's what I'm brainchild here. I want to do that. It's like we each have our own, we're managing our own thing. We are. We have our own stations and everything we're doing on our own, but we're also throwing each other stuff and working together in the whole state of Florida, having our own unique, awesome stations doing what we want to do. And that, my friends, is kind of what I like. And that's kind of what I want to work on, because I think that's amazing, because I'm not the biggest metalhead, but if metal people end up listening to this, go listen to Metal Zone. They play metal all the time. It's fucking great. And then come back and listen to punk rock on here. Mix it up. Check out the stuff they got in Death Rock. Check out Stoke Show. That's, you know what I mean? Like, we're all going to be friends. I want that, because I really think, especially in this state, there's so much different stuff. Not everybody's going to dig punk rock. I know that. Not everybody digs metal. Not everybody digs local stuff. And certainly not everybody digs industrial and stuff like that. But it doesn't matter. Each station has their own great shows and DJs and podcasters. And we have great people on here. And then I have me, which is the worst thing on here. But that's okay. Anyway, so that's kind of like the brainchild. That's kind of what I want to do. Again, I'm not just going to, like, force it and be like, you have to, you know, to the station owners. But it's an idea I have. I just, you know what I mean? Like a unity thing. Like, we all do our own thing, but we all work together. And so far, it's fine. Like, I love being on Death Rock. You know, DJ Rivethead is a sweet dude. And he's very cool. And he has a lot of cool music on there. And the fact that I get to play my music that I like on there is great. You know, I'm very happy about that. Same thing with Metal Zone. I think Metal Zone's great. I'm like, again, I'm not going to lie. I'm not the biggest metalhead on earth. I don't hate it. It's just not my thing as per se as punk rock is. But I know a lot of people that I know in this area like metal. That's the station to listen to. They host a lot of shows up in the Brevard area in Orlando and Sanford, I think. So, good. You know what? We'll work with them. We'll send people that way. We'll help promote their stuff. Abso-fucking-lutely. Why not? Stoke Show. They've been a couple shows. I think they're helping with Reunite Fest 2, which is our local thing here on the Treasure Coast. I can't wait to help out with that as well. That's going to be awesome. That's in March. And I love working with Brittany and Joe Dyer and, of course, JoJo. They're all great. And we all like the same stuff. We all want the same thing. We all want to help promote these bands and do charity and have a good cause. So 2016 is shaping up to be fucking sweet. I'm beyond ecstatic about it, and I've had a great year, and just everybody be cool, do your thing, and just chill out and have fun. Stop being mad. Anyway, all right, I'm going to play one more song. I'm getting the fuck out of here. What do I want to play? I'm going to play the Beat Dolls, because they're one of the first bands, and 3 years ago when I started doing stuff on my own, that was just sweet to us. So anyway, enjoy. Happy New Year, everybody. Get fucked up. Stay safe. Bye.
not for air. Underground Radio.